So welcome to Schema Publica for our new session today on the future of metaverses. Joining me today is Margherita Pagani. Margherita, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have plenty of titles, so I'm going to read. You are director of the Schema Research Center for Artificial Intelligence. You are associate dean of Schema AI School for Business and full professor in digital and artificial intelligence in marketing. That's right. Well, as you may know, the Commission launched recently an initiative on metaverses. And you, Margherita, were appointed as an advisor to the European Economic and Social Committee in a working group on virtual worlds and metaverses, or virtual worlds such as metaverses, exactly.
Exactly.
And we may note that you are the only academic representative in this group. It is important. And so the group worked on an opinion, a first opinion that was presented to the European Commission and was approved last April by the European Commission. And now you are working on the second opinion that will be presented to the Commission and in next December. So now, Margherita, to start with you, what is your definition of the metaverse, the metaverses of virtual worlds, and who are the main players, public and private, in that field?
Thanks, Claude, for ADB. First of all, what is the metaverse? There are different definitions, and the metaverse is an immersive and interactive virtual environment that connects digital spaces, application services. And it offers, and this is the most important thing, to individuals, but also businesses, several opportunities for to conduct economic activities, creativity, and innovation. And it blends the physical worlds with the digital worlds. And we talk about digital twins. So I would say that there are three layers of the metaverse. The first layer are the consumer metaverse that impact more the individuals, the user that can live the virtual experience. So they change the way they interact. We usually recognize metaverse as gaming because potentially also in the retail, the user may have different experiences. In this world, artificial intelligence, blockchain, virtual reality, augmented reality have an important role in transforming this way to interact, in offering also several opportunities for the individuals. The second layer is the enterprise metaverse, and I think the interest is on this level. Enterprise metaverse evoke, I would say, the opportunity for companies to make more efficient the processes. Already there are several companies, private and public, I'm thinking Renault, I'm thinking Airbus, just to mention someone, that are doing some processes in the metaverse. I'm thinking crash test, but also other activities. And so these activities became more efficient. Think about also the simulation that can be run in the metaverse or the possibility to test product before investing in the physical world. And finally, and as a researcher, I'm very interested in this third layer, it is represented by the industrial metaverse.
Yes.
I think the games, business games are more here because we see the emergence of the platforms, the meta platforms that are based not in the physical world, but in the metaverse, and are already selling lands and so offering spaces to the companies to develop experiences for their customers. But the platforms have a main power, I would say, in this new ecosystem because they can collect data. So they gather data about the customer and they share this data with the companies.
Thank you. And precisely, you just mentioned meta, the new word meta. And do you think that the metaverse is really the next big thing? Because Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, announced on Facebook recently Now he was focusing on artificial intelligence. He created a team focused on artificial intelligence. And a month later, in a letter to the Meta employees, he said that the single largest investment of the company is in advancing AI. So if Meta is shifting from its focus from the metaverse to AI, so does metaverse technologies still have a future?
Good question. So first of all, we have to distinguish what is generative AI and the metaverse. As I said before, the metaverse is this virtual environment where AI plays an important role.
Yeah.
In the metaverse, there is blockchain, there is augmented reality, virtual reality, and AI. This means that companies that are investing in generative AI, okay, they can take their strategic positioning in prioritizing generative AI, but metaverse and generative AI are not mutually exclusive,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that the strategic position of Meta can be to focus more on generative AI and artificial intelligence, but investing in generative AI, this creates new opportunities also for to create new experiences in the metaverse. Of course, to answer your question, if it is the next big thing, we need to see if there will be a market, so if the consumer will be in the metaverse. I could say that already the company are there, already the platforms are there. So necessarily the regulation and also at the European level need to regulate this environment because potentially there are already money transactions.
Yes, of course.
There is already customers that are there, maybe today just for gaming, but potentially also for virtual experiences in the retail, in different environments. There is a huge potential for the education. So different domains, different industries can be impacted. And so definitely it is an interesting technology trajectory that needs to be explored, regulated, and maybe developed more.
Okay. So, okay. And what are the pros and cons of this technology, you know? And what do you see as advantages for the companies, for the individuals, etc.? We'll see the risks in the next questions, but, you know, now advantages for the companies, individuals.
And citizens,
of course.
No, certainly. So the development of the virtual worlds in societies offer several advantages for both individuals, but also companies. And if we go more in depth, I would say, first of all, for companies, adopting these new technologies, these virtual worlds, open up a lot of opportunities. Firstly, virtual worlds provide a platform for enhanced customer engagement, so new interaction, new way to interact with the customer, but also immersive experience for the customer. And so this has effect on increased brand loyalty, increased brand affection, a different way to interact with the brand in these new digital spaces. But virtual worlds offer companies also the possibility to conduct cost-effective research and development. This is very important. Think about the simulation and the virtual worlds. So it's possible, as said before, to refine products or service before investing significant amount of money in the physical space. So I can test, I can do simulation. And it is not only save time or money, but also foster innovation and interaction. And if you consider individuals or citizens, I would say the virtual worlds provide address several needs and solutions. First of all, in entertainment or to live a different experience in this connected world. And offer also to the educational benefits. Because it's possible also to simulate a real-world scenario, but allowing individual to acquire practical skills and knowledge in a safe and controlled environment. Think about medical students. They can also test and learn and create, do practice surgical procedures in this metaverse, or also for pilots that can test and make a scenario. And Finally, I would say for citizens, because when you think about smart cities, and there are already some cities that are working on the digital twins, imagine that in the metaverse, this municipality can offer several services in the metaverse. And this makes more efficient also for the citizen. I'm thinking also for aged people or people that avoid to spend the entire day to get a certificate, and they can do it in the metaverse. And also save energy, save time. Of course, there is also the bad side. I don't touch this because we are talking about the advantages.
Just one more question. Does metaverse answer existing needs? Or does it create new needs?
Definitely, it creates definitely new needs, which are associated with the risk and the cost, I would say. Because when we think about the smart cities, we have to create a digital twin, but this absorbs a huge amount of energy. And so what to do with this, the temperature that increase?
New needs, okay.
And this is the big thing, the big risk. Already some companies are thinking way to transform this energy that is produced by the server in heating public buildings, for example. But maybe also the government, the institution can also call for actions in this direction. So definitely, yes, new needs. And also, and this is one of the emergent points that is addressed also during the debate at the level of the European Economic and Social Committee, is also to consider the needs for employees, the needs for the citizen, because first of all, the citizen, the individuals, our data are tracked. And so regulation is important in this direction.
And maybe for public policies, it may help maybe defining public policy, maybe. But it's just personal.
No, definitely. Okay. So there are different, several issues. But consider that I was very lucky to be involved in this opinion piece because it exposed me also to, first of all, the position of the institution and the regulatory environment. And also we had several hearings with companies, so listen really the real needs of the companies. And it was interesting, it was an exploratory, this phase, to identify which are the critical issues associated to the metaverse that need to be addressed.
Exactly, okay. Okay, and so what are the risks and issues to the associated with the metaverse? Notably, the field of data protection, of business in terms of business opportunities and risks, interoperability, etc.
Yeah,
I think you have ideas.
Yeah, and definitely, okay, for the user, so on the side of the individuals, there are the primary concern is data protection, as I said before. With the metaverse, there are a huge amount of data that are collected by platforms, by companies, and so several personal information that maybe are shared in a more natural way, and so they need to be addressed and regulated. And also some regulation regarding the collection, the storage, the usage is essential to safeguard the user rights, definitely. Inclusivity, I would say, is another critical issue because the metaverse should be accessible and welcoming to users of different backgrounds, abilities and demographics. And so several efforts have to be made by the institution at the regulation level to avoid discrimination, to avoid problems such as harassment, hate speech, and offensive behavior within the virtual spaces. So inclusivity is a principle that should guide the development and the operation of the metaverse. From a business perspective, I would say one challenge is achieving interoperability. Among different platforms. We had during the hearing also the different institutions that are in charge of the regulation. Interoperability is very important for the standard. So establishing a common standard protocol is useful to enable seamless interaction and communication across the metaverse. And to offer also ensure that the business can reach a wider audience without being limited to a specific platforms. And then another business opportunity, of course, comes with the risk is intellectual property protection, copyright infringement, that are significant concerns when the metaverse will expand more. So clear guidelines and mechanisms must be established to protect trademarks, copyrights, other forms of intellectual property, enabling creators to retain their rights and encouraging healthy creative ecosystems. So to address this risk, of course, it's important the role of government in defining an industry player and user communities that have to work together to establish regulation, guidelines, ethical frameworks, and promote a safe, inclusive, and thriving metaverse ecosystem.
And the question of interoperability, who is, to your knowledge, currently working on these on standards? Are certain people currently working on standards of operability? Who is leading this work, if there are some?
I think we are in a stage where there is not a leading standard operator. There are different players.
It is an issue,
interoperability.
Maybe for ISO or IEEE.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I consider that it's not only an European problem. Then,
of course,
it's
international.
An harmonization with China, US, so more at the continental level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to finish, but more the last but not the least, you are working with the European Commission, European Economic Committee, etc. Could you tell us some words on what is the European vision on this metaverse? I mean, in terms of policies, in terms of political view and long-term strategy, what would you say on the European vision on the development of metaverse?
In the sense my role was simply an advisor for the European Economic and Social Committee, in particular in the group Industrial Change. And so the European Commission simply asked the group to formulate an opinion regarding an exploratory phase. Uh-huh. It is really at the early stage to see what is the metaverse, which are the challenges and the risk. During the work developed inside the European Economic and Social Committee, we had several sessions with different members in order to write this opinion and to reflect the different vision. The vision, I think, is around some key characteristics that are crucial. So the first important element is prioritizing ethical, safe, and inclusive experiences for the metaverse user. And so the group advocates for guidelines and regulation that protect user rights, privacy, security, but also address concerns such as cyberbullying, data exploitation, offensive behavior. So this is essential to ensure that users feel secure and respected in virtual spaces. So this was one main stone.
Okay.
Then regulatory frameworks play a vital role, of course, in governing the metaverse. And that's why the work done emphasized the need for establishing standards and rules. And it will be the second step, I think. And these measures address challenges related to data protection, intellectual property, interoperability, competition also. And by creating a regulatory environment, I think it's crucial to stimulate innovation, support fair competition, safeguard users and business that are inside these virtual worlds. And then I could say that the opinion is, as a first step, of great importance on supporting action that the European Commission has to take. Maybe it's very important that considering the emergence of the metaverse, new skills are required.
Uh-huh.
And so also the schools have to adapt the programs, adapt the competencies that the new employees of the future need to acquire. I would say, talking from the angle of the education, and so as academic, and seeing the work done, the next big thing for the education is to create new competencies, to adapt also to new technological tools. Metaverse and artificial intelligence change the way we communicate with our students, but require new competencies.
Okay. Thank you very much, Margarita.
Thanks.
Very, very much for this very interesting session with you. Thank you for your listening.